Blog Talk Radio.
Are you mad or are you glad? Or either one, you're in the right place, mad or glad. Monday, inner sight. Yeah. So, welcome. I don't think we're going to have any phone calls tonight. Keep the show going, but looks like it's going to be a one-man mad or glad. My co-host today had to go to a hospital for a procedure, and I'm not going to go into any details because I don't know if she wants it revealed, but anyway. But to me, that's a mad right off the top of my head, you know. You got to go to a hospital for anything, I mean. But you can't trust them. You can't tell. You never know what's going to happen. And the other thing is, I hate it when they think they know it all. They don't know nothing. You know. Well, I gotta say, it's mad and glad with this new virus thing. You know, I'm glad that closed down a lot of the countries. Well, mostly all the countries that supposedly where this new variant appeared or came from. So that's a glad. I mean, why didn't they do that last time? The first one appeared. See, or at least maybe they learned a little something on that, right? You know. But the mad part is this stupid, ridiculous rushing to create a vaccine and not bringing in any new doctors, professionals who can assist and help in developing a formula that people could take. I got an email today, and I got to get more details on it. But I got an email yesterday, actually. And telling me that there's a plant and that it grows, it possibly grows right in your own backyard, a plant called the healing plant. The email said that you know, the medical profession doesn't want you to know about this because it's supposedly, according to the email I got from some institution, this plant is all-inclusive when it comes to healing, you know. And supposedly it does wonders. I couldn't open the email because they sent me an attachment, so I'm going to try to look into it some more, find out what it is. But the point being, the medical profession doesn't want you to know, and this is a mad, of course, medical profession doesn't want you to know about things that are going to keep you away from them. See, if you're going to stay away and not need a doctor or the medical people, they don't want you to know about that. They're very jealous of those kinds of herbs or whatever it might be, you know, plants or any kind of natural healing product. So beware of that. I mean, that is a definite, excuse me, that is a definite mad. And to rush through a vaccine, you know, and on top of it, some other guy, the former commissioner of health in the country, I believe it was, made a statement. You know, you ever notice how all these people come out? You never hear from them. You don't even know who they are. But when something happens, supposedly, they're all out there making statements to the news, most of which don't make any sense. Keeps running through my mind what that German scientist said when he was on Gary Knowles' program. You can't fool the human body. He was so right. So now they're going to rush through this stupid vaccine and they're going to push it on people. And then also they're going to push they want you to take this booster stuff. And all this stuff that they want you to take, untested, you don't know what's in it. Many people are undoubtedly allergic to this stuff. When what they should be doing is building up your immune system with a lot of the good natural things that exist on this planet. That's the way to do it. That's what keeps people healthy. A lot of people inherit that kind of immune system. That's why a lot of people don't have to go to doctors. They inherit it. My friend Margaret is 95 years old. She told me point blank, I don't go to doctors. You know? And, you know, she's in great shape. She drives. She's alert. She's a Wonder Woman. All right, in a sight, matter glad, Monday. And apologize, no phones tonight. But we're here. We're out there. We're in there, and we're everywhere, 111,465 inner sight. Listen. All right. Yeah. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. The little bear, the Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. That's Tom's River, New Jersey. Down there in South Jersey, check them out. With the Big East Akita Rescue. And adopt an Akita. Tell them you heard about it right here. On Inner Sight Live. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch out. Watch out for them. Cherish them. Bless them. Bless the beast and the children. That song by Karen Carpenter. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and of course, we remember Corey Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. And those are the few that we have just mentioned who have passed away. Inner Sight, go an extra mile for a child. Hey, my buddy, Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, brings you Matter Glad Monday. Kennedy, Islip, New York, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Yeah, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. A guy who cares about people and who believes in inner sight. Yeah. Like so many others. Suffolk Bus Corp is another one. We thank them. Silo. And their donation. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo. 631-880-7929. Call them and thank them for helping Inner Sight, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I want to thank our new friend, Tracy Garner, the author. And looking forward to working with her and the book coming out in January. Keep you posted on that. Got a call today from our publicist friend, Ira Tucker. And I'll be touching base with him tomorrow. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And that's where you can call if you want and record a Mad or Glad for Monday, since we don't have any phones tonight. And, you know, Suzanne having to visit the hospital. So we'll get the report on that and we'll pass it on. Yeah, Inner Sight. And don't forget our new show, Wednesday night, Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. And the way we want to get rid of them is turn them into accessible housing. Give the residents first choice to that housing. They've earned it. So check out our new show Wednesday night, 8 to 9. And Suzanne is the co-host, the host of that show, appropriately, having lost part of her family in nursing homes, as have many others. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and let's see, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody starved on Long Island, that's the place to call. 631-484-3085. So check them out, nobody starved on Long Island. And you'll be talking to Gary. He most likely will answer the phone. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition, for their help. Appreciate it. And as we march on and add listeners and get people's attention, we do it for all, not just for those who are disabled. It's for many and many and thousands and millions who are not disabled, who may become disabled. It's for millions of young people. Because if we can make it where nursing homes don't exist, then they won't have to go to a nursing home, will they? And if we can turn those nursing homes, nursing institutions into good places. People can live their lives and have safety and all that. That's something to brag about. All right, in aside, I want to thank my good friend Allie, who is helping me with my book, Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate that. Yes, around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. And as I mentioned a minute ago, if you want to voice your Mad or Glad, simply call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and record your comment. And we'll retrieve it and get it played tomorrow on the open mic. Let me go down the list. All right. Tomorrow, Mad or Glad tonight, Monday, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, open mic. The program where you play producer, because you can pick your own subject, as long as you keep it clean, of course. So that's tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Wednesday night is that new show we just spoke of, the nursing home. Nursing institutions kill people, get rid of them. Wednesday night. Thursday, title, Why Young People Should Help Inner Sight. And that doesn't necessarily mean with money, although that would be nice. Why Young People Should Help Inner Sight. Thursday night. Title. And Friday, of course, is the funniest, so we'll have some fun with that Friday night. Louis the Lip will be here, Jimmy Dinigan, you know, the regular crowd. All right. Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday, anything that you're glad about or mad about. Tonight it's a one-man Mad or Glad. I don't have the means to control the phone calls. We're trying to remedy that, and we were on working with that until it happens. But in the meantime, we apologize. Well, you know, when you think about it, a real mad is the factitian, and I mean from the president on down, don't give one damn about the disabled. It's obvious in the way they conduct themselves, you know. I mean, they'll appear to care, you know, they'll put up. And many of the time it gets knocked down, but they'll propose more money in these programs. But does that really help the person who's disabled? That money doesn't go to us to help our lives, to help us. It goes to an institution, it goes to an organization, it goes to the so-called establishment. And many a times, those are the places that give us the biggest problem, the way they operate. Talking with someone the other day who is disabled and had the problem with the aid, you know, person needs an aid, uses a wheelchair. Problem with the aid in that the aid didn't want to assist her with a certain activity. All right, a normal, you know, a normal regular activity, nothing outlandish or illegal. And this aide was just very, very belligerent about the whole thing. And what causes that, a big part of that, is the fact that the disabled person does not pay the aide. There's a third party involved. Now, that's one of the worst things that they ever did to us, involving other people and a third party. Because right away, that takes away from the person respecting you and looking up to you and honoring you as the person of authority and the person who needs the help, person who pays you. Those are the people that obviously a person is going to look to. The person or agency who pays them. Those are the ones that they're concerned about. Because they need that money, they don't want to lose their job, obviously. So when we don't have that, it's into our lives. And this is a definite mad. Cuts into our lives. It dictates to us what we're going to be able to do, what we can't do, and what we can do, and what we have to struggle to do. And because of the way the government has set this system up, it makes things worse for most of us. And it has become a horrible, horrible system, especially if you're driven into a nursing institution. And for the most part, that's how this system is set up, to push people in that direction, in the direction of going into a nursing facility. So the government doesn't really help us. It helps everybody else who is connected with us because of the way the money is dealt with. You know, it's going in a roundabout way and making things worse for us. And if you don't believe me, ask any disabled person what they think. I've talked to thousands of people, and we talk to thousands of people on this show. Why do people listen to this show? Because most of them believe in what we're saying, that we should control our own lives and run our own lives. And if the money is there for that, it should be put under our supervision with built-in mechanisms to protect it, that you could only use it for the purpose of which it is intended. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And we welcome people who would like to be on the program. Send us an email, no attachments. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. That's P for Paul, M for Mary, P for Paul, pmpmail.com. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message, 631-224-3090 on the InnerSight Freedom Line. Tell us a little about yourself, why you'd like to be on the show, and what you would like to talk about, and we'll get back to you. So when you send an email, please leave a contact number where we can call you. Because a lot of people can't open our emails. We do them by voice, and people have trouble sometimes. The system is not what it should be. All right. It was a long Thanksgiving weekend. We had some trouble. We wanted to repeat the Thanksgiving show on Friday, but we had a lot of technical stuff going on, and we couldn't get it on. But you could hear it in the archive. So we added some listeners, so evidently people did hear it. And we thank people for listening. InnerSight, and would like to, and we gotta put this up on the website and revise some of it. And, you know, hard to do these things because many of us are disabled, including visually. And it's hard to get people sometimes to volunteer to change the website. But our goals, very important. I think we have like four important goals. And we may want to revise a mission statement. All right, number one is to turn the nursing institutions into accessible housing. Get people in their own home. I would say that that is our number one goal. Number two, protect people who need service dogs. Create a law similar to the law that protects the safety of people or protects your eyesight that enables you to have safety. You know, a law with enforcement regarding the service dog schools, number two. Number three would be amending the Americans with Disability Act to make it criminal to interfere with a disabled person's life and make it mandatory that every agency must have a fund and start making everything accessible. And, of course, the government should match that fund or at least put up half. But there should be strict enforcement. That's an important part of that goal. Strict enforcement, whereas a person or a company must make the dwelling accessible under penalty of law, and you know, examples should be set. People should be arrested if they don't do it. Of course, the money should be there too. So those are the three main goals, and of course we can modify and add to that, and to include every disabled person, or every person who will become disabled. And I would say another goal would be financial, to make it so that people cannot lose their disability benefits no matter what, as long as they're disabled, that money belongs to the individual who has a disability. Well, those are some of the goals of Inner Sight, some of the things that we want to change and put into practice in this country. And, of course, that would lead to people getting more jobs, being more independent, and living their lives without the threat of a horrible nursing institution. I wonder if they ever did a survey. How many people who are disabled or who will become disabled, how many live in fear that they're going to wind up in a nursing home? I don't think there's ever been a survey like that. There should be. Very important. So these are some of the things that Inner Sight is tackling, taking on, and letting people know. If we ever get the money, we'll start doing some of them ourselves. We're not going to wait for the government to, 20 years to pass a law. We'll start doing it ourselves. It's unfortunate that many, many agencies that have this big funding are not able to do anything about these situations because they're tied into the state. You know, they can't criticize the nursing institutions and make statements to the media. Nursing homes kill people, get rid of them, turn them into accessible housing. They're not able to do that. There are many, many people within these groups, like the Independent Living, who would like to do that, and they can't. Not if they're under the thumb of the state. So that's a big problem. That's why a lot of these agencies don't advocate for us. They're not able to. So we come along and we try to make up for it by creating a show, get rid of nursing institutions, and putting out tweets, letting people know that it's a waste of taxpayers' money to the tune of $172 billion a year, and now it's probably even higher. And all the politicians do is when they put more money into these programs, that money doesn't go to help to us, it goes to the program. Next politician comes along and says, oh no, we can't do this anymore. And there you go. You get knocked down again. That's why the money should be under the supervision of the disabled person who needs it. All right, Inner Sight, Matt, a glad Monday, and no phones tonight. Apologize for that. Try to have the phones up tomorrow for open mic. We'll keep you posted on that. There's so much more that these politicians can do, and we've seen it in connection with this virus business. You know, look at all the mandates and rules and regulations, and even to the point where they've locked down certain things and limited hours and all that stuff, you know. It shows you that the government can do a lot more than they're doing for us. I mean, they didn't consider it an emergency when a disabled person was forced. And I say forced because when you can't move, that's what it is. Forced to lay in a nursing home. Hours and hours unattended. And where the illness came in. People caught it. Many people died. And the politicians had the means to enact a mandate. It should have been a mandate on two fronts. Every eligible apartment must be made accessible immediately. All right? Get the person out of that nursing home. And it didn't happen. They didn't care. But we saw them jump and struggle to protect many who weren't disabled. But when it came to the disabled, they didn't do the same thing and show the same concern. That's why we say we're not equal. It should have been an equal concept all across the board for everyone. And it wasn't. And it still isn't. So we're very disturbed about that. What's going to happen if this variant business comes in and the people are in the nursing homes again? See? I'd like to see the government get people out now while it's easier. Pass a mandate. Make it so that every eligible apartment must be made accessible immediately. They're doing it with this stupid vaccine. They've jumped on that, and they put a rush on that. They're claiming that it'll be ready early next year. Well, what about the people stuck in the nursing homes? A lot of whom cannot take a vaccine or don't want a vaccine. A lot of whom, many of whom deserve to be in their own home. So we're not treated equal. Just because a politician proposes that more money be put into a program, a lot of times that's worse than it is better. Because maybe if they didn't put any money into most of that money is going to go to the nursing homes through the Medicaid and Medicare and all that. Maybe if that money didn't go there, they'd have to get rid of those nursing homes and put people in their own home. And why is it that the money is there for the home health aides But those aides are not allowed into the nursing home where they belong to help the people who need them. There's an example of what I'm talking about. People, those home health aides should be assigned to be in the nursing home for whatever hours they're supposed to give, and to make up for it, you know, get some extra hours for the person. These agencies should be raising money to implement what we call Volunteers for Freedom. And that's where a home health aide would volunteer their time and be rewarded financially, pay one of their bills or whatever it may be. So we are left out because the money is not being used in the right way. And that's why people have to go to nursing homes, because that's where the money is. If the money was with the person and they could hire their own aides and they had their own place, then they'd have a lot better chance to knock down these nursing homes and stay in their own home. Because everybody knows that institutions carry more germs than the person's home normally. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Let's see. Television for Inner Sight. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 1997 is the channel on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. 11 o'clock Wednesday nights. All right. Thursday, they call it Altice now. It used to be Long Island Cable. Thursday night, 7:30. 7:30 Thursday night. Channel 20, anywhere in Long Island. So you can catch us. We're on reruns. I hope that this studio is going to be open by the first of the year, or after the first, these holidays. All right. So people are spending a lot less money on holidays, according to the survey. Give a donation to Inner Sight, then. You know, help keep this program on the air. Help us do little things to help people. Little things go a long way. You know, if we send a blind person or disabled person $50 when we can or whatever it is, the agency should match that. They should be in the habit of checking with people, helping them, asking them if they're all right, do you need anything, you know? That doesn't mean that you got to go send somebody $5,000, no. Unless, you know, they need it for a legitimate cause and you have it and you want and you can do it, yes. But the point being, a little bit can go a long way. This is the time of month when most disabled people have no money. You know, and if you get some money, you got to be careful, because if the government finds out about it right away, they're going to penalize your disability. They take advantage of our disability benefits. And to me, that's horrible. That shouldn't be. There should be a law against that. All right, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad Monday, and if you want to comment, if you're listening to the show, call the Inner Sight line and leave a recorded message. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. That's the best we can do tonight, because we can't get you in here live. Yeah. So I heard that the stock market went down. The news of this new variant. You know, there are viruses all over the world. It's not, there's nothing new about that. They make it new and they exaggerate it because they want to push their vaccine, of course. So they pump it up. But viruses have been around for thousands of years. The key to warding off of a virus is your immune system. That's the best way to do it. So, you know, educate yourself. Look it up on the internet. Listen to some of these doctors who believe in different ways, different plants, and find out what that healing plant is. You can probably Google that, healing plant. They have a, I believe they have a website. And fortify yourself with that. Wild olive of oregano is one of the greatest virus stoppers on this planet. So you might want to that out. And if you take a couple of drops of that, take it with food. It's always better. The wild oil of oregano. Very powerful stuff. All right, Inner Sight and all the happenings and all the things that you hear on the news, you know, don't take them all seriously. Because you're getting secondhand information. It's not. I mean, if you know something is true, you know it. That's a different thing. If you live it, and you know it, and you've been through it, and you've experienced it, then you know that it's real. But most of this stuff, people don't know. You hear it on the news, and you know, you shake your head, oh, that's horrible, and you don't know whether to believe it or not. So you got to be more diligent about looking into things and checking them out for yourself. And you have a lot of these doctors. I'm not going to name them because I really don't want their name on my show. But a lot of these doctors who promote different things because they're attached to these corporations. And they put out these statements and most people jump and say, oh, I got to get that, I got to get that. You know, and of course, a lot of people get it. It doesn't work, and many times it makes people worse. Talking about things created, substances created by the medical profession. That's not to say that all doctors are bad. I'm not saying that. There's a lot of good ones. All right. Inner sight. And we respect all people. That's why we're trying to change the way things are done here, because the government doesn't respect all people. If they did, they wouldn't spend $172 billion on nursing institutions when a lot of that money could be used to help people who need it, even people who are not disabled. I mean, look at all the help you could provide if a person were in their own home and had the help that they needed. The agencies would pitch in and start doing their job and raising part of the money. So we are concerned about all people to the tune where we don't want people growing up, young people, who face the fact that when they reach a certain age or when they become disabled, could very well wind up in a nursing institution and lose all their possessions, including their home. Happens all the time. Every agency should be concerned about that. Every agency that is supposed to be there for the disabled, part of that should be to help people who aren't disabled from falling into the trap that we have to deal with, because of the way things are set up. I mean, we have so many examples of that. You hear us talk about that on the show all the time. And, you know, it's just a very disheartening situation when you have agencies who claim they're going to rehabilitate people, and then they send you out into a world that isn't made for you, instead of doing the whole job. You know, if you're going to rehabilitate someone, make sure all the tools are there that we can access and that we need to go and apply for a job and have an equal chance. That's the key. No, you can't guarantee every disabled person is going to get a job, no. But you can guarantee that every disabled person is going to have an equal chance at that job. And we don't have that. Proof? Pretty obvious. You can't walk into any place when you're disabled and know that everything is there for you like it is for everybody else. That's if you can even get into many of these places. So there you have it. There you have the failing of the politicians, the failing of the system. The system has failed millions of us, even many who are not disabled. Because later in life, when they become disabled, they're not protected from going into a nursing home unless they have the money and the means where they can, you know, stay out and have that kind of funding that wouldn't put them in a horrible position where they would be forced to go into a nursing institution. Not many people have that. So inner sight reminds you, a system that is very, very backward, embarrassing, hurts people, contributes to people's death, cuts into their longevity, and in many, many ways just all out insulting to people. Agencies that send aid to people's homes who can't communicate with them, who have weird types of beliefs, who are superstitious and all that, who try to push that onto their client. There's so many different aspects of this going on because we don't control our own lives and not being allowed to control our own lives. The agencies don't care about the person. They only care about the money that comes into them. They don't care who they send you if you need an aid. Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. This has been Mad or Glad Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Again, our phone number is 631-224-3090. A speedy recovery to Suzanne, having gone to the hospital today for a procedure. All right. Inner Sight. We're going to keep on doing it as long as God gives us the strength to do it. And we are determined to help all people. Very important. Every agency should be interested in helping all people because we're all connected in one way or another. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight around the world. Tomorrow night, Open Mic, 8 to 9. Be with us. Talk about whatever you want. Tomorrow night. Live. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.